Here's a question for you. How many things can you do with money? 1,000? 1,000,000? 1,000,000,000? Or would you believe 4? Hi, I'm Rob West. That's right, there are really only 4 things you can do with money, and tracking them is a great way to assess your financial health. I'll talk about that with Sharon Epps today, and then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Well, it's always a treat to have my friend and colleague, Kingdom Advisors President Sharon Epps on the program. Sharon, great to have you with us.
Thanks, Rob.
Now, you're here today, Sharon, to explain just how it is that you can only do 4 things with money, because I'm sure by now a lot of folks are curious. So let's dive into exactly what we're talking about.
Well, you're right. There's only 4 things that we can do with money. We can live, give, owe, and grow. Yeah. Pretty memorable. Live,
right.
Give, owe, and grow. And we like to illustrate live, give, owe, grow as a pie. So think about a pie for a minute. Perhaps think about what happened when your brother cut a big old piece of a pie at your grandma's house. You got less, right? There was a limited amount that the pie would cover, and it always would add to 100%. And when he got more, that meant you got less.
That's
well,
right.
The same is true with our finances. When you cut a bigger piece of the live slice, the remaining give, owe, grow pieces have to be smaller.
Yeah.
So if we spend more on our lifestyle or the live piece of the pie, it reduces the amount available for giving, paying debt, or saving. In fact, the live, give, owe, grow pie principle works whether you have $10,000, $100,000, or $1,000,000 in income.
Right.
Your pie may be larger or smaller than someone else's, but the pieces should never exceed 100% if you're going to achieve financial health.
Yeah, that's really helpful and a great visual. The pie's only so big, and if you make one piece bigger, the others have to get smaller. And really what that comes down to is competing priorities for our income, right?
That's exactly right. Now, let's remind ourselves of biblical principles. I always like to start here.
Okay.
Psalm 24:1, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. Yeah. Or as we like to say, God owns it all.
That's right.
Our role is to be wise stewards of the entire live, give, owe, grow pie. And the question that I frequently ask is, what would God have me do with his money?
Yes.
And each of us need to determine our personal convictions on this issue. We talk about that a lot on Faith and Finance. And a personal conviction is a well thought out and prayerfully determined decision between you, your spouse, and the Lord. And so God doesn't tell us a specific amount of money that we should spend on living expenses, or we can call them lifestyle expenses, but we do have guidance from biblical principles and from other people who have been wise money managers. And it's helpful to have some indicators along the way that will help you avoid the pitfalls of poor lifestyle decision making.
Yeah. So if this is something we work out between us and God, having some of those indicators can be really helpful. So what are some of those so that I know my living expenses are maybe in a healthy range?
Well, we've observed that living expenses are the ones that are oftentimes the most difficult to control.
That's right.
There's always one more thing we need or want to buy for the house, one more club soccer payment, more new clothes for the kids, etc. However, we have found that within those living expenses, there's 3 key categories that are indicators of financial health in this live slice of the pie. And those 3 categories are our housing, our car, and our food. In fact, we call these categories the big 3. After counseling with thousands of families, we found that if the big 3 are out of control, then it's very difficult to follow the biblical principle of spending less than you earn so that you can build margin.
Yeah, and simply, and we'll unpack this more after the break, but at a high level, how would we know if our big 3 are out of control?
Well, we've learned it's very difficult to have balance in your live, give, owe, grow pie chart if the big 3, your house, car, and food expenses, exceed 65% of your take-home pay.
Okay.
In fact, I would say you're in the red zone if you're over 65%.
All right. So we're going to talk after the break about how you actually determine your big 3 percentage, because as Sharon said, one of the biggest areas that cause problems in financial management is the live area of your pie. high. And if these three are more than 65%, your house, your car, and your food expenses, it's going to be really challenging to balance the rest of the budget. We'll unpack this more with Sharon Epps, president of Kingdom Advisors, just around the corner. And then your calls, the number 800-525-7000. We'll be right back.
For American Family Radio, I'm Charles Morris with Haven Ministries, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. One of the greatest phrases in all the Bible is only five words long. Such were some of you. It comes to us from the book of Corinthians. We know the Corinthian church was full of sinful characters, people who still struggled with deep sins. Yet Paul could speak to them in the past tense, idolaters, greedy, adulterers, liars, haters of the Lord, such were some of you. In Christ, our sin doesn't define us, even if we continue to struggle after coming to Him by faith. We too can declare, such was I, but in Jesus Christ, I have been made into a new creation. So live your present in the past tense, such were some of you. Read God's Word daily. Visit getanchor.com.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
As a single in the kingdom of Christ, you're complete. That's the message from Dr. Tony Evans and Boundless host Lisa Anderson on the next Focus on the Family. They'll discuss the purposeful, fulfilling life of contentment you can have when you're connected in community with others and focused on being the person God made you to be. Next time on Focus on the Family.
Focus on the Family is heard each weekday morning at 5 o'clock Central on American Family Radio.
What if buying groceries, gas, or dining out could help change lives? With Christian Community Credit Union's cards that give to missions, you can help spread the gospel, combat human trafficking, and protect vulnerable children with every purchase at no cost to you. Apply for your card today. More information is available at joinchristiancommunity.com. That's joinchristiancommunity.com. The credit union is an underwriter of this ministry. Membership eligibility required.
Hope for Zambia, empowered by Family Legacy, is a ministry providing hope to vulnerable and orphan children in Zambia by investing into their spiritual, intellectual, physical, and emotional growth and well-being. Whether distributing 5 million meals each year to students or empowering them to graduate from high school and go on to pursue post-secondary education, we believe that when you educate a child, you change their world. Go to hopeforzambia.com/faith to transform a life.
Did you know there's only four things you can do with money? That is, live, give, owe, and grow. That's right. Seemingly endless decisions about money can be boiled down to those four. Hi, I'm Rob West. I'm joined today by Sharon Epps, my colleague here at Kingdom Advisors. Sharon serves as president of Kingdom Advisors, and she joins us today to talk about a specific area of those four, the live category. And Sharon, just before the break, you were saying that the big three can really create the most problems when it comes to balancing the budget. So just recap that for us.
Well, the big three are your housing expenses, your car expenses, and your food. And just a reminder, it keeps this whole live, give, owe, grow pie in sync or in financial health when your big three are also healthy, because they represent such a big portion of whatever size pie that you have. So let's talk about the big three percentage. How do I get that? I mentioned before the break that I'm in the red zone if those are over 65% of my take home pay. Well, yes. how do I How do I figure that out?
Yes.
So let me unpack that for just a minute. First of all, when we talk about housing, it's not just your mortgage payment. We want to include all the expenses related to your house. So your electric bill, your water bill, any of those expenses that are directly attributable to your house would go into this housing category.
Okay.
And then secondly, the same goes for your car. It's not just a car payment if you have one, but it would also include your gas and your insurance expenses as well.
Yeah.
So total housing plus total transportation and then your total food expense add together to be your big three.
Yes.
Now, we promise you don't have to do too much math here. We'll try to keep it pretty simple. But basically, house plus car plus food, that total. And then I just divide it by my monthly household net income. So you don't have to worry about taxes or any of that. But just whatever your take-home pay is, that would be the denominator of that equation. And I do have one helpful hint for you here. If you're a Faithfi app user, this gets really simple because all you have to do, if you're using the envelope portion of the app, you just take the sum of your housing, transportation, and food envelopes, and you've got your number.
So it's
a really quick calculation. And so I mentioned the red zone, and I think it's helpful to use a stoplight and those colors to give you some health indicators. And so if your big three are greater than 65% of your take-home pay, like we talked about, you're in the red zone. If they're between, let's say, 55 and 65% of your take-home pay, I would just call that the yellow zone. Some caution might be required.
Yeah.
And then if it's less than 55% of your take-home pay, you're probably in the green zone and pretty comfortable.
Yeah, this is really helpful, and I know can give a really important indicator as to where we're at with that live portion of our spending. So, Sharon, obviously the next question is then, what do I do if I find myself in the red zone?
Well, first of all, let me emphasize, this is simply an indicator and not a score.
Yeah.
The red zone's just like a stoplight. It says it's time to stop and perhaps ask yourself some questions. So a few of those questions would be, do I own more house than I can afford? I purchased larger or in a more expensive market, and that's contributing to me being in the red zone. Have I purchased cars that are more expensive than I really need? And are there things that I'm doing that I could control food expenses? So those are some questions that you can stop and ask yourself when you find yourself in this red zone. And I might add just one note.
Sure.
I realize there's areas of the country where these big three, particularly housing, are more challenging to stay in control. And so you may have to be a little bit more creative. But the whole point is, it's not a legislation that you can't go over 65. Yeah. We're just saying when you're over 65, it's hard to balance the rest.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, obviously, food would be a little easier to right size. Going to be a little more challenging with your car. And then, of course, with your house may require some more planning. And yet, if there's a glaring indicator that says I've got a problem balancing my budget, it may come to selling a house or a car, right?
It has before. But there's even some other creative solutions. We have listeners that have started driving Uber to get more value out of their car. We have listeners that have opened up their home, perhaps in a season when they're away from the home, using it for Airbnb, or perhaps having an in-law suite up over a garage that they could rent out.
Yeah.
So there's not just one solution. And part of tackling this is getting creative on how do I solve this red zone issue. And I think the reason that that's so critical is that these decisions have a long-term impact. In fact, Larry Burkett, who was a mentor to many of us, liked to say that every spending decision is a spiritual decision. And if we look at our financial transactions, it really helps us see what our priorities are.
Yeah. Let's take that one step further. Some folks may be listening saying, how are my daily decisions on spending at the grocery store and on my, no matter what decisions I'm making, how are those ultimately a reflection of where I'm at spiritually?
I think that is a great question. And really, it helped. The pie is the best illustration to help you see that. Anytime I make a decision to spend on my family, I'm investing in my family. But when I go beyond that to wants and desires, it also has an opportunity cost that it may mean that I have less to give. It may mean that I have less to pay off debt. And so the reason that this pie visual is so helpful is it helps us realize the more we do in one area, it restricts less. And ultimately, at the end of the day, we just have to remember it's God's money, and we have to ask Him what He wants us to do with it.
Oh, that's such good advice. Well, Sharon, I'm convinced, and if our listeners are too, what can they do to really determine whether they're in the red, yellow, or green zone in this area?
Well, I'm grateful that at Faith and Finance, we have a free assessment to help you better understand your big three live category. In fact, you can simply go to faithfi.com/live and you'll find a simple assessment that you can take, as well as really helpful content to help take you on your next step to move that red back down to yellow and green.
That's great. So they can just head to faithfi.com/live, L-I-V-E, and take that quick assessment and see where their big three are. And then the key is that gives you the tools to make some decisions. And obviously, if you're married, Sharon, you need to get on the same page with your spouse about this, right?
Yeah, you absolutely do. And we also want you to know that if the tools and if the content isn't enough, please contact us, because we can help put you with someone who will help you work through your individual situation.
Yeah. The key, though, is if these areas are in order, it's going to make it that much easier to take the rest of the pie and really use it according to your values and priorities, right?
It is. And I'd love to tease forward a little bit, because in future weeks and months, we'll come back and talk about the other parts of the pie and ways you can assess your health there as well.
Yeah, that's great. Well, Sharon, I really appreciate you stopping by today. You know, this is where the rubber meets the road. And I know you've counseled with hundreds and hundreds of families. And when we get this area right and we can have some margin and we're giving according to our values, it just has a ripple effect throughout every other area of our life, including our walk with the Lord, right?
And it results in the peace and the contentment that the Lord would have for us.
Oh, that's so good. Well, thanks for stopping by today and bringing these insights to us today.
You're welcome.
That's Sharon Epps, president of Kingdom Advisors. If you want to learn more about your big three and even get your financial health indicator, you can do that at faithfi.com/live. faithfi.com/live. Back with much more just around the corner. We'll be right back.
Friendships is offering an exciting opportunity for young adults who want to grow in their walk with God, become physically fit, and learn relief ministry while serving in the Middle East. This is an amazing opportunity to serve God and experience Israel. Check out Seahawk's one-year scholarship program at friendships.org or call 337-433-5022. That's 337-433-5022. The next session begins August 19th.
We are grateful for support from One Ascent Investments on the Faith and Finance program. They manage a comprehensive suite of value-based investment strategies designed to help Christian investors live aligned with what they value most. One Ascent believes that if your values inspire the way you live, they should also inspire the way you invest. This can be a unique form of worship. More information is available at investments.oneascent.com. That web address is investments.oneascent.com.
AFA is no longer dependent on Facebook or YouTube to live stream our original programming. As of now, American Family Radio shows like Today's Issues, The Core, Airing the Addisons, and The Hamilton Corner are streaming live on the AFA streaming app. Independent live streaming is the next step as we come out from among them and separate ourselves unto the Lord. Search AFA Streaming or visit streaming.afa.net to sign up.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. soundmindinvesting.org.
American Family Association President Tim Wildman.
Dad was concerned about the direction America was headed, and he was determined to do something about it. Maybe that describes you today. If it does, I want to strongly encourage you to consider a charitable gift annuity to American Family Association Foundation.
Call the AFA Foundation at 800-326-4543, extension 345.
My name is Kent, and I'm a member of Christian Healthcare Ministries. I have a friend who actually has great insurance, and she recently had a life-threatening experience, and she was laying in the hospital bed afraid, not afraid for her life, but afraid of what her insurance would or would not cover. And as a CHM member, I can honestly say I just never have that fear. I can't tell you the peace of mind that provides.
Learn more about Christian Healthcare Ministries' biblical cost sharing at chministries.org.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. With me today, Sharon Epps, President of Kingdom Advisors. We've been talking about your big three. How do you keep your spending plan in line and in light of these high costs that we're all experiencing in light of inflation? Well, if you keep the big three in line, it might help you just do that. If you can get your house and your car and your food expense under 65%, that's not a magic number. It's not a requirement. And yet what we've found and others have found in looking at just countless situations, if those three are under 65%, well, it just makes it that much more palatable in terms of living within your means, having some margin, being able to allocate God's resources in such a way that you can accomplish your values and your priorities. And that's really one of the big ideas, isn't it, Sharon, that, you know, we want to back up and say, how does our use of God's resources truly reflect what's most important to us?
Absolutely. The percentages are just guidelines to help you think about, am I stewarding God's money the way that I really wanted to? And I'm just so excited. So often we give wonderful advice and ideas on the air, but today we've actually got a tool that helps you as well. So I do encourage you, check out faithfi.com/live to see where you are with your big three.
Yeah, it's a real simple tool. You'll see it right there at the top of the page. It'll take you just a few minutes. It'll ask you to input the information regarding your housing, your transportation, and your food costs. And then it'll give you a really simple, beautiful report with some next step ideas, whether you're under or over that 65%. It's just a tool that can help you make some decisions and perhaps get your spending back on track. By the way, if you have questions today, Sharon and I would love to hear from you and tackle whatever is on your mind today, financially speaking, in each of those areas, whether it's your living expenses, your giving, that which you owe for debt and for taxes, or that which you're growing, whether it's the short-term emergency savings or your long-term investments, whatever it might be, we'd love to hear from you today to help you apply biblical truth to your financial decisions and choices so you can make those decisions with confidence. The number to call with lines open is 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. All right, let's dive in. We're going to go to Ohio first. Janice, you'll be our first caller. Go ahead.
Yes, hello. Hello, Mr. West. The reason why I'm calling, back on April 4th, my husband was supposed to have surgery on his ankle. We are part of the Christian Healthcare Ministry, and the people that were going to do the surgery, they want you have to pay the full amount up front. Not the full, well, the full amount, but our part of the full amount would have been $1,000.
Okay.
So my husband did send the $1,000 in. Sometime in between that, like within the next week or so, he changed his mind and decided he didn't want the surgery.
Okay.
Now the people are not giving us our money back. We have the receipt showing that he paid $1,000. It was on April the 4th. They told us that we would receive our money back within 30 days. We have not received it back yet. And so we can't afford to get an attorney, and we just need to know, where do we go from here?
Yes. Have you talked to somebody perhaps in the office there, an office manager at the clinic, about the situation? Yes. What are they telling you?
We have talked with the people that are in the billing department. They have said to us that, you know, that they would sell, that we would receive the money within 30 days, or they would say that they're going to mail it and we should receive it within 30 days. Other than that, it's very, very hard to contact them because when we call the telephone number, a lot of times nobody answers the phone.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Are you able to go down there in person? Is this a place that's nearby?
Yes, it's nearby. My husband, he has gone there. There's one lady that handles everything. She's only in like once or twice a week. Yeah. When he went to see her, she said that, well, I'm going to work on it or, you know, and nothing ever happens.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think this is a great example of where you just need to stay persistent. I realize you have been and you've taken a lot of steps with phone calls and meeting in person, but I would just continue to show up there in person, keep careful notes of everything that they're telling you they will do, the date and time that they do it, and just continue to pursue this until they make good on it. I wouldn't pursue a legal remedy. The cost is going to be prohibitive there and really eat up that amount that should be coming back to you. But I would be persistent, calling regularly, perhaps even daily, leaving messages, and when appropriate, even paying them a visit, especially if they tell you they're going to do something and then time passes and they don't. Sharon, any other thoughts?
I think my only additional thought would be it might be useful to go ahead and send them a certified letter that says that you are planning to persist in getting this refund. And even in that letter, state the promises that they've made to you. And then that way you've got it in writing and you've proven that you've delivered and discussed it with them so that if you ever do need to follow up more formally, you've got that trail.
Yeah, I think that's great. Does that make sense, Janice?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yes. And I thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Let us know how that turns out. We'd be interested to follow up with you. Unfortunately, customer service these days can fall short, let's just say, in some cases. And I think your persistence will pay off eventually. We appreciate you being on the program today. Hey, we've got a few lines open today. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. By the way, if you haven't taken our Big Three assessment, it's available for you at faithfi.com/live, L-I-V-E. And you can quickly input your number. And I think it'll be a great educational tool. I was just looking, Sharon, today, data out from the Bureau of Labor Statistics says that Americans are now spending an average of $813 a month on transportation. I mean,
wow.
When these costs rise as high as they are today, it becomes really problematic, doesn't it?
It does. And just remember, God's provided your whole pie. You have to allocate it, and sometimes you have to make some hard decisions.
Yeah, there's no question about it. But as you make those hard decisions and bring spending in line, I mean, another good example is this food category. Average cost of groceries now for U.S. households is $660 a month. You may hear that number and say, mine's a lot higher than that, and it very well could be. But again, if you get these big three in place and get that under 65, well, it just makes the rest of your financial life work all that much better. Again, take that assessment, faithfi.com/L-I-V-E. Sharon Epps with me today, taking your calls, 800-525-7000. Call right now, and we'll be right back.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
AFR programming is now available on Alexa.
You're joking, right?
Nope, not joking.
Seriously?
Yep, this is not a drill.
Wait a minute, no way.
There's a way. The Alexa way. So if you just happen to miss your favorite shows, no worries. You can now listen to each podcast with Alexa. It's simple and it's free. Just visit afr.net/apps and click Alexa. We're not joking.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
God has entrusted his finances to you, and we at FaithFi have designed our FaithFi app to help you live,
give, owe, and grow with that perspective. Our FaithFi app is the leading biblically-based finance app. You can manage your money, get top biblical financial resources, and interact with a community of like-minded believers, where you can ask questions, get answers, and share what you're learning. Go to faithfi.com and click the word app to get started.
Hi, this is Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs Radio, inviting you to the Hearts of Fire virtual event on July 14th. This is a one-of-a-kind virtual event that highlights stories from persecuted Christians around the world. This event will benefit the global body of Christ and inspire you in your own walk of faith. Hear from four persecuted Christians, plus join in worship along with Michael W. Smith. To register as an individual or host this event at your church, visit heartsevent.com.
Are you struggling to fit your faith into your practice as a Christian financial advisor? The Certified Kingdom Advisor designation teaches you a step-by-step process to confidently deliver advice that aligns with Christian values. Discover the skills you need to help your clients make a kingdom impact. Get started today by enrolling in the CKA educational program at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified. That's kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. With me today, Sharon Epps, taking your calls and questions on anything financial. The number, 800-525-7000. We've got a few lines open. Again, 800-525-7000. Before we head back to the phone, Sharon, we've been talking today about the big three, that is transportation, housing, and food, and just the fact that if we can keep those three under 65% of our spendable income, it just sets us up for success in every other area. We've got a helpful assessment that can help you analyze your spending in these three areas at faithfi.com/LIVE. You can check it out there. Two of those three are going to require a little bit more challenging intervention if it's out of line, the transportation and the housing, right?
It will. However, there are parts of housing and transportation that are more controllable. So we might think, wow, if we're out of line, do I have to sell my house? No, but take a look at one of the great things I recommend is look at your utility bills. Sometimes you could switch to a different provider and save a lot. Same thing with your transportation. When was the last time that you reviewed your car insurance? Is it competitive? So even in those two categories where there are big decisions, there are some smaller amounts that you can control quickly, and it might be worth doing a little shopping.
I love that. Now, the food area for a lot of families has really gotten out of control. I mean, you had, I know your family has grown now, your kids at least. I still have kids at home. They're consuming incredible amounts of food. I know you all did something fun and creative, though, with the other families in your neighborhood that might help cut food costs.
Oh, we did. Yes, I didn't know you remember that. So we actually, on Sundays, would get together, and I know this sounds crazy, we would share our leftovers. We called it leftover night, and honestly, it was one of my favorite nights of the week. Not only for the fellowship, but for some reason, other people's leftovers just taste a lot better than mine.
Absolutely. I could definitely believe that. So leftover night, maybe that could be one of the ways that you tackle your food expenses. But I think the bigger idea here, Sharon, is in some cases, we just need to get creative, right?
We do. And I would enlist the whole family's creativity and help. Get the kids in. What ideas do they have?
Yeah, I love that. All right, let's head back to the phones. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. We've got a few lines open today. Let's talk to Rachel in Oklahoma. Go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
So I've recently taken over my family's finances. My husband and I have been married for 12 years. We have two small children. We have about $10,000 in credit card debt. We currently rent. We're building a home. We're doing the home building through a loan. My family is, or my husband, I should say, is the spender. I am the saver. However, I am severely dyslexic. My math education probably is only a first or second grade level. I have done some remedy classes, and I really haven't gotten very far. My husband would really prefer I just take over the finances. It's a huge stressor for him. He doesn't enjoy it. He's also, like I said, the spender. Would it be best if I just incorporate apps, programs, books into our finances? Or would it be best if we actually went ahead and hired a financial planner because of the deficit I have in math and in numbers?
Yeah, it's a great question. Sharon, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think you could do some of both. One of the things that immediately came to mind, I know we're quickly becoming a cashless society, but it's not bad to use cash for those daily expenses, anything that you go to the store for, those kinds of things. And so I think that might be a visible way that wouldn't require math for those larger categories. I think the other thing you might do is if you've got a friend or someone in your community that might help you set up an automatic envelope type program. And as you know, I really love the FaithFi app because it is an envelope based program. But there are other apps out there as well that will allow your transactions to automatically be characterized. So it's not that you have to do a lot of math. You would just need someone to help on the front end. And I don't think that would require a financial planner. I think a good friend that you trust that might be willing to just help you with that would be a good way to start. And maybe you could use a blended approach.
I like that a lot. Have you all really talked about this? And does your husband recognize his tendency to be a spender? And I realize that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just how God has wired us, right? But is that part creating challenges, or have you all figured out how to manage through that?
Creating challenges. The Amazon account is probably our biggest downfall. He's able to get on there and purchase things cheaper than he would be able to locally, but that doesn't always get communicated. And so we get to the end of the month quite often, and I'm like, how much did we spend?
Yeah. So Sharon, what are your thoughts on how you navigate that? Because assuming they can get on a system, and I realize, her health challenges, we've got to overcome that. And I think you had a great idea with getting an automated system set up. But just the month in and month out recognition that we're different people and his tendency is to be a spender. What strategies can they use to make that work for them?
Well, one of my favorite things is to actually schedule a money date. Once a week is actually ideal. But if you can't do that, for sure once a month. Where you sit down and you look together at your finances. My spouse is one that doesn't like numbers a lot either. And so it's really easy when you're not paying attention to the numbers to get ahead of yourself. Yeah. And so I think part of it is just sitting back down and looking at things together in a time where you are not making a financial decision, but where you can sit back and say, hey, how are we doing this week? What adjustments do we need to make?
I like that. You know, my pastor this week was talking about the fact that he and his wife, Terica, every week have a coin and calendar meeting. That's what they call it.
Oh, that's a great way to
put it. Coin and calendar. So they look at their spending and then they compare their crazy calendar with all their kids and activities and all his church activities and her events. And they get on the same page with regard to their calendar and their spending. So I think that could be a key. Here's what I'd like to do, Rachel. I think Sharon offered some great counsel. If you don't have that friend that just immediately comes to mind, we'd like to offer one of our certified Christian financial counselors to you, just to come alongside you and your husband to bring some best practices, help you get set up on the FaithFi app, encourage you, pray with you, but hopefully help you develop some of those mechanics that will be automated that you can carry on from there. Would that be helpful to you?
Be amazing. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. It'd be our gift to you. It'd be a certified Christian financial counselor. And if you stay on the line, Pat will get your information and we'll get somebody connected to you today. Rachel, we appreciate you calling. God bless you guys. Hey, when you guys get all of this on track and it's really starting to hum, call us back and tell us how it's going. We'd love to celebrate that with you. We appreciate your call today. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. We've got a few lines open today. Again, 800-525-7000. Shirley, quickly, a comment you have about getting companies to pay you back when they owe you money. Go ahead.
Yeah, I went through Sears to fix my refrigerator, and I had a $500-something that I paid them to fix it. And the guy who came out went through his phone app, and I paid him. And then they never came back. And so I said, well, I called and called and called over the course of, I don't know how many months. It was probably about 4 to 8. and they never return my refund. And so I want to tell people, buyer beware. Don't go through Sears because they're not the same company that they used to be.
Yeah, some people may be listening and thinking, I thought Sears was gone a long time ago. They did file Chapter 11. Jim Henry, who's doing research for us today, tells me that there's only 17 Sears stores left in the U.S. I believe 2023 is the year where they finally close them all down. I would still be persistent. Hopefully you see that money come back. You may not. We appreciate your call today, Shirley. We're going to take a break. Your call is just around the corner, 800-525-7000. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Don Hawkins, here to tell you about Encouragement Live, 55 minutes of industrial strength radio encouragement featuring resourceful guests plus practical biblical insights to help you face life's challenges. We'll be taking your phone calls, so plan to join us for Encouragement Live, Saturdays at 7:05 p.m. Central, 8:05 p.m. Eastern, here on American Family Radio.
Hi, this is Pastor Robert Morris. I'm often asked, how do I grow in my relationship with the Lord? How do I hear God? What is God's plan and purpose for me? I want to personally invite you to join me on Sunday mornings right here on AFR for worship and the Word. And we will discover the answer to these questions together. We'll explore the truths found in God's Word that will help you strengthen your faith and develop a more intimate relationship with Him.
Absolutely free. We know you've learned to be suspicious of those words, but really, you can get biblical financial wisdom delivered to your inbox each week absolutely free. Articles, videos, podcasts, and special offers on biblical resources. Nearly 60,000 people receive our free weekly wisdom email, and you can too. Create your free FaithFi account by going to faithfi.com and click sign up to begin receiving weekly wisdom in your inbox.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Delighted to have you with us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Lines are open, 800-525-7000. You know, one of the great joys we have is hearing how God's wisdom, these principles we share in this program, are at work in your financial life as you live, give, owe, and grow. Let's listen to one of those listener testimonies.
So I started listening to Faith and Finance, all those other ones with Larry Burkett and Howard Dayton years ago. Through that time, I've tried to be faithful in my finances, getting out of debt. And so now I'm completely out of debt. My home is paid off. My car is paid off. No credit card debt. I got a pretty decent emergency fund. So in you know, for in case of emergencies or whatever, I've been reading Howard Dayton book, Your Money Counts, and actually give it out to other people as well.
Great. I love that, Sharon. Not only has he paid off debt, but he's become a financial evangelist now as well.
That's awesome. We need a few more of those.
We sure do. Folks, you know, we're heading toward our year end here in just a couple of days, actually, on Friday, our fiscal year at Faith and Finance. And as a listener-supported ministry, this is a key time to have listeners step up and say, I want to invest in this ministry. I believe in the work you're doing. I'm a part of the Faith and Finance community, and I want to give at whatever level I can. If that's you and you'd like to participate with us, a gift before June the 30th would go a long way to help us close the gap. The latest number is about $20,000 is our goal between now and the end of business on Friday. So if you'd consider a gift right now, just head to faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com and just click the give button. We'd love to hear many more people share a testimony like the one you just heard. All right, let's head back to the phones to Arkansas. By the way, we have a few lines open, 800-525-7000. Sarah, thank you for your call. Go right ahead.
Hi, I am 65 right now, and I'm going to retire, and my 100% Social Security would be at 66 and a half, which is next year. year. My birthday is in December, and I'm kind of waiting to see when how long I can hold out physically to retire. But my question is, would it benefit me more to wait until January of next year to retire if I can't make it to 66 and a half rather than December of this year? Would I get any more of a percentage of my Social Security if I wait till next year?
Yeah. So every month you wait toward your full retirement age, you're going to receive about 1/12 of 8% that will be added to that check. So even 1 month of waiting would benefit you. And every month you can wait and hold off on collecting, that's going to get you that much closer to your full benefit at full retirement age. And then beyond that, if you have the ability, and you may not, sounds like maybe you don't, but if you did, up to age 70, 1/12 of 8% added every month you wait beyond the FRA. So I love the idea of you getting that check up as much as possible, so you have more than to allocate according to your spending plan. Does that make sense?
Yes. Also, I have a 401k, and I want to roll it over. Do I have to pay tax if I roll it over into an investment account?
Hi, Sarah. As long as you keep it in a qualified account, it will not be taxable. But if you take it out and roll it over into just a regular investment account, it will be. I think really it sounds like the best thing might be to keep it in that 401k and make your minimum withdrawals each year as you're required to by law.
Is that helpful?
Okay. Yeah, my reason for rolling it over was because it's a TSP. And I wanted to roll it over into more biblically responsible investing.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, and in that thrift savings plan, as you know, you're very limited in terms of the investment options you have, really only five of them. As soon as you get it out into the IRA, as Sharon mentioned, not a taxable event until you withdraw something, and you have an unlimited number of investment options available. So at that point, you absolutely could begin using some biblically responsible or what we call faith-based investments.
But the TFP to the IRA is not taxable. That's
right.
Just considered a tax-free rollover. Just make sure that you get the financial institution to handle it so that it's handled appropriately.
Does that sound good?
So if I go to my local bank and tell them that I want to roll it over, then they will help me open the appropriate account.
That's true. I think you just want to determine who's ultimately going to pick those investments. Is that going to be you, or did you want to hire an advisor to do that for you?
I was thinking of maybe putting it in something like the Timothy plan.
Okay. Yeah. How much do you have in the TSP right now?
It's about $300,000.
Okay. You certainly could use Timothy Plan. It's a wonderful faith-based investing mutual fund family. I would probably recommend with that amount of money, it's a significant amount. You've spent your lifetime amassing that wealth, hiring an advisor who could offer faith-based investments, build that portfolio using Timothy Plan and perhaps others to build you a well-diversified portfolio that makes sense for your age and risk tolerance would be great. If you wanted to consider an advisor as opposed to just making all of those selections yourself, we recommend the Certified Kingdom Advisor designation. You could find a CKA in your area at faithfi.com. Just click find a CKA. But apart from that, you would just want to move the money, roll the TSP out to an IRA at a brokerage firm that would allow you to buy the funds you want. In this case, you mentioned Timothy Plan. So you could move it to Fidelity or Schwab, probably not your local bank. You'd probably have a better time accessing those funds, again, if you want to do it yourself, at a Fidelity or a Schwab. If you wanted to use an advisor, I wouldn't open the account. I'd pick the advisor first because he or she will then tell you which custodian they use.
Okay. Sounds good.
Very good. Thank you for calling, Sarah. God bless you. I'm so excited about your next season of life. Tell us what you're most looking forward to as you head into retirement.
Not having to get up at 5 in the morning.
I can understand that.
I would agree with that one.
Hey, God bless you. Have a wonderful week. Thanks for being on the program today. You know, Sarah mentioned Sharon. She called it biblically responsible. We call it faith-based investments. What an exciting opportunity that investors have now to align their values with their investments in a way they couldn't have just even a few years ago.
Well, you're exactly right. We're excited about that. And you can take several different approaches. So it's really good to have a certified Kingdom advisor to help you understand and walk through your own personal convictions so that your investing can match those.
Yeah, no question about it. Hey, the number to call, we've got maybe room for one more question today, 800-525-7000. You know, as we come full circle today, Sharon, to our big three where we started today, we know that it's more challenging than ever to live within your means, especially in light of runaway inflation. So if you can start by looking at these big three, transportation, housing, and food, it could really help you to right-size your spending plan. Our helpful tool that's available at faithfi.com, that's faithfi.com/LIVE, could give you a really simple free assessment that'll just help you understand, perhaps for the first time, exactly how those big three fit into your budget and then give you some practical ideas to right-size them. But we can't underscore enough, no matter your income level, how important a spending plan is.
Well, it absolutely is, because it helps you make decisions ahead of time. I don't know about you, but when I'm standing in front of something that I really want, my emotions kick in.
Yeah.
But the making decisions ahead of time is really the purpose of a spending plan. As you sit down and you say, what are our family's values, our family's priorities, and then how do we divide up our dollars to reflect that?
Yeah, that's so key. And that values conversation is really essential. Most people start with their expenses. The problem is, and our friend, pastor, and author Paul David Tripp reminded us of this recently, is that we can be an unending list of needs and wants that we never get beyond, right?
Oh, that's so true. I experience that all the time.
I do too. And so we've got to be careful there, which is why I would encourage you to start with your giving. What does God want you to give? Let's give right off the top systematically and then sacrificially beyond that. Let's be savers so we can have that emergency fund, some margin built into our financial life. And then let's live on the rest. And we've got to have a plan in order to do that. Sometimes we talk about giving every dollar a name, because if we don't, it'll find its way somewhere. And I think that's the big idea. We also have to really get on the same page with regard to understanding we're different people. And one of our callers mentioned that today, which is why this can be a source of conflict in marriage.
Well, it can. And I think the beautiful thing is that God's gifted us in such a way that our partner often has characteristics that are different than us. And that's true in money management as well. And so sometimes I'm more of a spender in our family, actually, and my husband's more of a saver. And it's just helpful for us to get on the same page. And sometimes I help him spend money that we should spend, and he helps me spend save money that maybe we should save.
I love that. Yeah, that's exactly right. Allow both of your personalities to be reflected in your spending. We've just got about a minute left, Sharon. July 4th will be the 20th anniversary of Larry Burkett's homegoing. I know a lot of our listeners loved Larry, appreciated his ministry. What's one thing that you took away from Larry's ministry?
The fact that he was totally sold out to what he taught on the air and what he wrote. His life was one of integrity, and he lived the same way that he taught. And I just pray that we do the same.
Boy, that's so true, and such a good place for us to finish today. Well, I appreciate you so much, and I'm just grateful to have some time with you on the air today. Thanks for stopping by.
It's been a wonderful time.
All right. That's Sharon Epp. She's president of Kingdom Advisors today, joining me on the air, and always a delight when she does so. Folks, thanks for being along with us today. We are so grateful that you invite us into your stories, share your questions with us, share your testimonies. We got to hear one of those today about how God's working in your life. It really is our privilege to serve you on this broadcast each day. I'm also grateful for our team today that we can't do this without. Devin Patrick, our producer today, our call screener today, Pat Montague, providing great research for me and Sharon today. Jim Henry, thank you for being here as well. Have a great rest of your day. And would you come back and join us tomorrow? Lord willing, we'll do it all over again. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.